I think some conferences, I've seen people do this instead of clapping. So if you're uncomfortable clapping in worship to recognize the presence of God when we experience it, like just now with the choir, you can always do this. So thank you, choir, for that beautiful example of breath used as worship. Well, you've heard one fun fact about Pastor Katie today is that I love bubbles, obviously, and so does my daughter. But also, another fun fact about me is that I am a joyful science fiction fan. My parents are Trekkies. In fact, they still watch Deep Space Nine for fun. But I would say that I'm really more bipartisan because I enjoy Star Trek and Star Wars at the same level of excitement. But deep down, I am more of a Jurassic Park dinosaur girl. So when I read these words from Ezekiel about someone standing over a valley of bones, and a conversation about the possibility for life, I am very tempted to take the question literally, wondering if there is indeed a scientist somewhere asking these same questions when they find bones of an extinct animal or humanoid. Can these bones be made to live again? Is that something that's possible? Is that something we would even want to happen? But in today's passage, Ezekiel tells the people about a vision he received. This wasn't something literally that he experienced, because in fact, he would pass away before getting to actually see the people of Israel come to life again, before seeing the temple rebuilt. Those are physical things that happened, but not in his lifetime. And then when the gospel writers were writing again about Jesus as the mortal one, by that time they had again seen the temple destroyed. Wondering still, can God, will God give us life again? And so this passage seems to be speaking about one instance of time, but for the people of Israel, for our people of faith, it is a metaphor that we continue to use with creative imagination, telling our history, telling our stories about what has happened in the past, and speaking new life into the present moment, looking again for those dry bones. For just like Ezekiel described this man, this human one was drawn and forced to look at this valley of dry bones, look at the death among them, brokenness, this impossibility of resurrection. And yet when Ezekiel wrote about this, he wrote with his belief in who God is, and that God is the one who creates life and chooses to recreate life, to renew life. And this passage is a bit different than in Jurassic Park, for if you are a Jurassic Park fan, you know the phrase that life finds a way. But Ezekiel is more real than that, recognizing that we are mortal once. We have limitations. For alone, we cannot rise up. And so God breathes upon these bones God breathes upon the people of Israel. God breathes upon the church. God breathes upon and within each one of us to give us new life. That breath that Ezekiel speaks about is a special breath. The Ruach of God, the Spirit of God that moved across the waters of creation, that came upon humanity and gave us life in the beginning of time and continues to give us life each moment. And so today I invite you to make a practice of breath, a practice of breathing, a part of your daily experience. You're already breathing each day. You might as well acknowledge it and use it as your special points of spiritual discipline. Oh, I prayed today. I breathed. For every time we breathe, it is one more chance to accept the breath of Christ, the peace and grace of God, and to pray for our world. Can these bones live? Where are the places in your life that represent that death, that loss, the dryness, the doubt, the drought? Where in your life do you need the Ruach of God? May we pray for the breath of life to come into our own bodies, renewing our physical strength. May we pray for the breath of life to come into our own church, renewing us as a people, as a community of faith. May we pray for the breath of life to come within our own city, to renew Stillwater, to renew our many neighborhoods, to renew and strengthen our neighbors. May we pray for our own nation to be renewed with breath, with strength, and with unity. And may we pray for our whole world, for all of creation. May the Ruach of God breathe over us once more, within our hearts, before us, beside us, and all around us. Amen.